support Mounts for Picture House strikers Claire Doyle. The young workers at the Picture House Cinema in Hackney chose last weekend for more days of strike action as it saw the launch of the new Star Wars film, Rogue One. One of the pickets, Louis McGillivray, regales the public and keeps up the spirits of his striking colleagues by singing out their demands to the tune of Star Wars, see video below. Managers have been mobilized from other cinemas to try to keep the Picture House open, but few filmgoers seemed prepared to go in. Support from the public is actually mounting, with passers-by handing over £20 notes to get the freezing pickets some teas and coffees or to put in the strike fund. The workers are still angry. They say their employer must be losing thousands of pounds now, and could easily afford their modest claim for a living wage and proper maternity and sickness arrangements. The strikers told me that the company bought the cinema in the centre of Hackney for just £1, and last year the group had a profit of over £83 million. The struggle goes on. Video of chanting on strike. Additional report, the 22nd of December 16, from Brian Debus. Dozens of Picture House workers in Hackney started their 5-day strike for a living wage on Thursday the 15th of December. On the previous 6 days of strike action, Picture House management had been forced to close the cinema down. This time they had brought in managers from as far afield as Oxford to try to break the strike. Workers reported that staff on probation were forced to do double shifts on strike days under the duress of facing the sack. Management had also served a threatening legal letter on BECTU, the workers' trade union, to restrict the picket line to 6 members and force the other strikers onto the other side of the road. Management normally only employs 1 security person, but on each strike day there were 4, being paid up to £20 an hour for shifts of between 8 and 12 hours over the 5 days. Money is no problem for parent company Cineworld, that made £83.8 million profit in 2015, except when it comes to increasing its workers' wages by 98p an hour, to match the London living wage of £9.75 an hour. This did not prevent the mainly young workforce from creating one of the most lively protests in recent times. With a percussion band, music center, megaphone, rhyming chants, dancing and mass leafleting of the public, they definitely caused a stir. With the launch of the new Star Wars movie, an appropriate placard on the picket line said, "Don't cross over to the dark side." Many potential patrons turned round at the picket line and went elsewhere, and many more with pre-booked tickets went inside and claimed a refund and came back out to congratulations from the pickets. At the end of the 5 days, the strikers were in good spirits and looking forward to their next strike on Thursday the 22nd of December. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 19th of December 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.